This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
In this week's Dealmaker segment, we discuss the listing of Southern Africa's largest independent power producer, Mozambique's Hidroelectra de Cotabassa. HCB generates approximately 2,075 megawatts of power, just under the power of half under the power of Medupi or Kosile, which distributes in their country and exports to South Africa and Zimbabwe. The company will be listed in Maputo Stock Exchange. Speaking to me tonight is the lead advisor for the transaction, Mesh Pillay, CEO of YW Capital. Evening, Mesh.
How are you, Ron?
I'm all right, yourself?
I'm good, thanks. I wasn't sure if the line was good. It's from Maputo.
Well, no, it's perfect. It's perfect, actually. So, before we start the interview about the listing, I mean, South Africa was hit with some load shedding because of flooding in Mozambique that affects the supply. Are all those lines fixed?
Yeah, I think the guys got in here and fixed it fairly quickly. I think within the first day to two, most of the lines were back up. And I think by now, most of it is as usual, producing back to South Africa.
Now, back to this deal. I'm gonna give us some background on HCB. Is it a government-owned company? And just like the formation of this company and where it is now?
Sure. Actually, a really interesting story. The company was established in the 1970s when, the Portuguese government was still involved.
Yep.
And it reverted back to the Mozambican government. And over the last 10 years, the Mozambican government has controlled and run the project.
Yep.
Very successfully, supplied mostly to South Africa, to Eskom,
yep,
but also supplies to the locals here and then to Zimbabwe as well.
Yep.
And then within the last 10 years, paid off their debt, which was an incredible feat. And
debt paid off,
the president,
yeah?
And the president announced the listing or partial listing of Cotabassa, for the people of Mozambique. And so we launched the transaction on Monday this week,
yeah,
which will probably be the biggest transaction in the equity markets in Mozambique. On the BVM, which is their stock exchange here in Maputo.
Why the listing?
So the purpose of the listing was in large part due to reach and inclusion. I think something that was critical to the government and Mozambique is that the asset is owned by the people eventually. I think it's a national gem. It's one of the best-run companies in Mozambique.
Yeah.
It's the largest, as you correctly pointed out, independent power producers in Southern Africa. And it's critical for the regional stability in terms of electricity as well. So I think part of this process was what we're seeing as a theme in Africa now, more so than ever before. Sort of privatization,
yeah,
partial privatization, but also access to the people of the country. So when you look at, I'll give you an example, we did some of those listings in Rwanda, some years back when Kigami's key concept was ensuring that the people of Rwanda had access to these great projects, which he did successfully. And I think the Mozambican government is attempting the same. And it'll be a slow process because this market, certainly doesn't have the depth as much as the South African market. But I think they certainly have a goal and will get there.
I mean, privatization, as you say, is certainly a theme amongst some, especially SADC countries that are struggling economically. How do you ensure that the broadest base of people of Mozambicans, and maybe South Africa can take a lesson from it, get rights to the asset?
It's actually a good question. So this transaction is a bit strange,
yeah,
in a way different to what we would usually see in a lot of IPOs. It is not open to the international investment community.
Okay.
It is only open to Mozambicans. And it is very important that they participate in it. So by doing that, at least on this portion of the listing, you're going to limit it and ensure that the retail investors across Mozambique have proper access to it. It is a long process. The company has spent a lot of money in advertising, going out to the regional areas, management's on the roadshow for the next few weeks, actually, across the country. And seeing most of the public, and in doing so, allowing retail to be real investors in this, and of course, developing more the pension fund and the institutional industry, which here is fairly small in comparison to South Africa, but still, more sophisticated than a lot of the other markets across Africa. So I think the focus of the transaction, whilst it's Mozambicans, will focus particularly on retail and then the institutional investors as well, which are Mozambican.
I mean, at the end of the 70s, it strikes as a reminder of the end of the 70s in the UK, and it took a similar process when it came to their privatization.
Absolutely. In fact, I think South Africa can take a lesson from what's going on in the rest of Africa. If you look at where we've seen a lot of work coming, you know, sort of onto our table, minus Mozambique, you're looking at Angola, you're looking at Ethiopia. So these are countries that have never been aggressive in the equity market or equity-linked market, and starting to see the value, both from a strategic perspective of government giving back to the population, but also from raising capital and opening those doors. And I think as we go through the challenges in South Africa, we've got to look very carefully at what our, you know, neighboring countries are doing in terms of accessing capital. As you know, we're looking for capital on lots of state assets, and hopefully, they will look at some of these successful transactions on the continent and see how we can utilize and learn from it in South Africa as well.
Now, back to HCB, what are the expansion projects that are planned, and hopefully through this capital raise will help further those expansion plans?
Yeah, I think one of the significant expansion projects is, to increase the opportunity set for Mozambique. So as opposed to just having one asset, which is, the Cahora-Bassa Dam project, they're looking at a variety of other assets. And I think government sees this company as one that has solid management skills, ability to operate successfully, and is obviously looked at them to look at developing some of the other assets in Mozambique. The reality is, the question we ask as well, sitting in South Africa, is that how will that benefit us? Well, it does mean that, the biggest demand for the electricity coming out of Mozambique, minus the country here, will be South Africa. So I think from a South African perspective, we need to watch very carefully how they're able to grow their supply out of Mozambique, and how South Africa can be first in line to access that supply, which is generally clean energy and cheaper energy than a lot of the other projects that we've encountered over the last sort of 5 to 10 years in South Africa.
Now, currently, heading back to the listing of the Maputo Stock Exchange, how many companies are currently listed on that exchange?
So it's about five companies that are currently listed. Mm. Yeah. So it's a fairly small. And liquidity is always an issue when you're dealing with African stock exchanges. But I think that it's our role to help develop, these exchanges, as opposed to only listing in New York or London or even Johannesburg. I think a lot will say, you should list in Johannesburg.
Yeah, because that was my next question, really.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of people will say to us, well, why didn't you just list in Johannesburg? Mm. But I don't think from a government perspective, any of the governments in Africa want to just list. It's also a pride issue. You know, we're seeing exchanges in countries like Rwanda, where you might say to me, Mitch, look, how many people are going to be listing in Rwanda? We understand there's a limited amount of companies, but it certainly gives access to the future companies on listing, and that might be a slow process, but it certainly in Mozambique, I think the point is that five companies listed now, I think Cahora Bassa will be the biggest listing on this market. It's certainly the biggest company, but by a large stretch. And it will also motivate the country and other corporates who are watching very carefully as to whether they should go to the capital markets and raise capital there and list their companies. There's also an imperative from government, obviously, in this country that, you know, certain sectors are listed, you know, sooner rather than later.
Are there any other state-owned enterprises within the Mozambique context that are likely to follow HCB's example?
Yeah. So I think there's a number of entities in Mozambique that could potentially. HCB is sort of a case in point because it is such a well-run company and has such, I think, international benchmarks that it was almost, you know, sort of when we were approached to assist them in the process, and just to be clear, we're not a bank and we're not advising them from a bank perspective. We're advising the company itself. And obviously, when you do that, you have to think strategically and you've got to think how you grow this business, but the impact on the capital markets and generally. But when we looked at it, you know, we just thought that this is the easiest company to list. And we're going to have to help and develop. So we're in discussions with a second Mozambican company now that would list in this market as well. So it certainly opened the door. And I think the ability for them to come to market isn't the amount of capital here. Because if you look at the sort of top, let's say the top 10 pension funds, it's very small in comparison to South Africa. But you're still looking at about $2 billion that are sitting in pensions funds here and general funds. And they're only at this point have access to those five fairly small, you know, market cap companies. And then the debt, obviously the debt capital markets, and then property. So I think this opens the door for the development also of the pension fund industry and the fund management industry in the country.
So when does the company make its debut on the exchange?
So that'll only be July. Yep. A big part of the process in this was ensuring we gave the majority of the country time to educate people on what a share is, how you buy it, what the risks are, and to ensure that that's done across the length of this country, which, as you know, is fairly, you know, large. And in doing so, I think, you know, we wanted to have enough time for the media to understand the project. And it's also educating the local media in what equity is and the risks around that. And then the subscription period will be open for a month, which will ensure that, you know, the far reaches of the country is accessed. One of the interesting things about this transaction is that we're accessing the public, obviously, through the natural means. So you would say, well, you know, Mish, someone in TET is, how are they going to access, or Beira, how are they going to access a branch network or something to that effect? And the interesting thing here is it's not just sold by the branch network. It's not just sold by POS systems or the internet. It's also done on a system which is a USSD system, which is successfully utilized in Africa for other purposes. But in this instance, it allows someone to use a cell phone anywhere in the country to purchase stock. And it's one of the first in Africa. It has been done before in other iterations, but I think it will be very interesting to watch this and watch the public utilize the system.
All right. No, thank you very much for your time. That was Mesh Pillay, CEO of YW, and advisor to Mozambique, one of Mozambique's biggest companies that is set to list on their country's main bourse.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.